Sunday's game day program will be devoted to Tony Gonzalez. He's a shoo-in for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Gonzalez's brief time with the Falcons has mirrored his entire career as a leader on and off the field. Sports reporter Craig Sager Jr. covers the Falcons for Score Atlanta Sports Media.
I think he's one of the most focused guys I've ever talked to. It's just the way he answers questions, you can just tell. He's always thinking ahead, always never kind of gets caught up in the moment.
And Gonzalez has had plenty of moments in his 17-year playing career. After more than a decade with the Kansas City Chiefs, he was traded to the Falcons in 2009. He will leave the game with the most catches, 15,000-plus yards and over 100 touchdowns for a tight end. Gonzalez is hailed for his ability to get open across the field, to make great catches and break free from tackles.
And he goes for Gonzalez. Does he stay in? Yes, he does. For Tony Gonzalez.
For years after scoring a touchdown, Gonzalez would celebrate by slam dunking the football through the goalpost in the end zone. That signature move also pays homage to his stellar career as a basketball player. Gonzalez was a two-sport college athlete at California, and while it's been a disappointing season for the Falcons, Gonzalez says he has no regrets for coming back after speculation he would retire last year. Speaking to reporters after Friday's practice, the 37-year-old Gonzalez talked about his career.
And, I'm just so happy that I was able to have this opportunity just to be in the NFL for all these years. And I'm looking forward to going out there and hopefully finishing on the right note.
And his final game.
I'm looking forward to it, honestly, to tell you the truth. I can't wait to go out there and play a game. Kind of get it over with, you know, because I got 40 people coming in town. I got my high school football and basketball coaches coming. I got all my family coming.
Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons will have a special ceremony to honor Tony Gonzalez. Rose Scott, WABE News.